SBS Radio.
I am folio of Minister for Indigenous Australians because it's a changed title now.
Well, it is. But what's good about the changed title is it means I have responsibility for our people. And the Prime Minister wanted to personalise it, not talk about a department or affairs. It's about our mob.
Tell me what your reaction was when you were first asked to be the minister in this historic appointment.
When I took the phone out of my pocket, I looked at it. The Prime Minister thanked me for what I did in aged care, and I thought he was telling me I didn't have a job. And then he said, I would like you to be Minister for Indigenous Australians. I just welled up with emotion. I couldn't answer him. And every feeling that I'd felt over the years just welled up. And after about a minute and a half, he said to me, I take that as a yes. And I sort of took a gasp of air and said, yes, Prime Minister, I'll take the responsibility.
Was it ever a question in your mind? Did you have any doubts about taking on this role?
No, I don't have any doubts at all. I'll bring to it years of experience, a network of people I've worked with over so many decades, but the knowledge, and I also want to work with our people as partners, not me telling them what they need.
Now, it's not going to be easy being a black fella representing black fellas in this position. What are some of the challenges that you foresee in this position?
Well, if I use that old analogy, you know, when you get the crabs in the bucket and one poor crab climbs up and they pull him back, I want to take that concept and be the crab that holds, have somebody hold on my leg and pull him up with me. And we achieve the changes we need because I want to focus on our young people, our future elders and our children. I want them to leave their footprints in the sand based on their destiny of choice.
Now, you talked about some of it there, but what do you actually hope to bring to this role over the next 3 years? And what are some of the changes you think need to be made in Indigenous affairs in this country?
Well, I need to tackle Indigenous suicide. The rates are too high. I want to try and halve them and then bring them down even further. Education, increase the number of our people attending school, more people in jobs, the growth of small businesses. And I heard a staggering figure yesterday, 1,500 Aboriginal women have got their own businesses. And then on top of that, recognition within the Constitution, but also look at the way in which we solve that complex dilemma of the voice.
Now, it's NAIDOC Week. The theme is Voice Treaty